Welcome to Breakthrough Success. I'm your host, Mark Roberti, the content marketing expert, bringing you 5 new episodes every week where I and top-level guests teach you how to take your business to the next level and achieve your breakthrough. Hello, Breakthrough Success listeners. I just wanted you all to know before the episode actually starts, I've been working a little bit behind the scenes to give you something really special. So a while ago, I wrote my book, Content Marketing Secrets, which helps people create, promote, and optimize their content for growth and revenue. And I just put the finishing touches together to offer that for free to anyone who is interested. So if you want your free copy of Content Marketing Secrets, all you have to do is head over to markgoberti.com/book. Now, let's jump right into the episode. One of the things that a lot of entrepreneurs think is that patience is a virtue and patience is the only way to become successful. And yes, it is a virtue. Yes, it is important, but you don't necessarily have to be you could be impatient and still achieve success as an entrepreneur. In fact, if you put in more work, at a quicker rate, that's how you get these incredible stories about how people make like 6 or 7 figures in a very short amount of time. And the story that we are going to cover in this episode is actually, it's very inspirational. Today's guest actually went from homeless to 7 figures. And today he helps online startups and existing companies boost their sales. And we'll be focusing on that story again, how he went from homelessness to 7 figures. And he's responsible for several funnels that have reached 7 figures by using what he refers to as the golden 7 principles of ethical persuasion. Today's guest for episode 210 of the Breakthrough Success podcast is none other than Akbar Sheikh. Akbar, it is such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Wow, man, that was intense. Yeah, no, listen, I really appreciate you having me. Yeah, it's true, man. We went from homeless to helping 7 people hit 7 figures in their business, in their online business. And it's been a real honor and privilege.
And I mean, it is amazing when you hear a story of someone going from homeless to 7 figures. And you also, I want to talk about that, but you also had a lot of baggage. Like you mentioned, there was too much partying, there was smoking. You referred to yourself as the fast food junkie king of the East. You were overweight. So it wasn't just homelessness. It was also this baggage that you carried. So I'm wondering, how did you go from homeless with all that baggage I mentioned earlier to making 7 figures and helping others do the same?
Well, listen, you know, I don't like to talk too much about my own successes. I always say, listen, we went from homeless to helping 7 other people hit 7 figures. It doesn't really matter what I do, to be honest with you, because it's about impact, in my opinion. It's about how are we making the world a better place? What are we contributing? You know, and I think that's something that a lot of people don't keep in mind. That's vital, because when you have a why that makes you cry, then your focus is different. People are just not focused, you know, and the people who succeed are. So what are your driving forces behind your success? Is it that you're just trying to be successful because you just want to be? Or is it that you actually have something deeper that you're trying to achieve? So that's kind of a very interesting topic that one needs to reflect upon.
And again, another thing about your journey is that it happened so quickly. Like obviously it wasn't an overnight success. There's a lot of work, but you were able to concentrate so much work into such a short time frame that you were able to achieve success quickly. And as you mentioned on your site, become a top 2% earner within 12 months. So I'm wondering if you could share with us, how did you rise to that level of success so quickly? Because there are so many people who want to be in 6 and 7 figures. Can you talk with us about the mindset and work ethic that led to that?
It's about having a game plan. Do you have a goal? Do you have a goal? And a lot of people, we ask them, hey, what do you want to make in the next year? And I asked a lot of people, all sorts of people, people who make nothing, people who've made a lot, and even people who've made $250,000 offline. And they all say the same thing. You know, I want to make $1 million. And as soon as I hear that, I know, okay, this person does not have a goal. They're just saying they want $1 million, just like everyone else. Well, the thing is, if you had goals, you could be a much more precise number. For example, my goal is I want to put my kids in private school. My goal is I want this luxury vacation once a week. My goals are I want to donate $50,000 to this charity to build a well in Africa. My goals are to retire my parents. That's going to cost me $200,000. My goals are I want to get 2 brand new cars. My goals are I want to get my dream house. My goals are I want to start eating organic food. My goals are I want to get a personal trainer. My goals are I want to send I want to fund my kids' college fund, you know, blah 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 blah. Okay, what's all that going to cost? Oh, okay, it's going to cost $700,000. Okay, cool. Let's reverse engineer. In other words, everyone's dreaming, and a dream is nothing but that—a dream. When you wake up, it's gone. But a goal is something you write down, you work towards, and you achieve. And the most interesting thing about that is that it's free to do that. Anyone can do it right now. They can take a paper and a pen and just start writing stuff down. And then you break it up into micro goals and you work towards it and you accomplish it.
And I really like that idea of getting deeper on your goals and figure out how much they cost, because you could say something like, I want to own this house or buy that car. But once you get clear on how much it costs to accomplish that goal and the other goals that you want to accomplish, you get an idea of how much money you need to make. So instead of just saying $1 million, you have a specific number in mind based on all the things that you're going after. And your ability to go from homeless to 7 figures and help other people also go to 7 figures has been a lot based on funnels. And I'm wondering if you could share with us the framework for how a typical funnel will be structured that you create.
Oh, it depends. I mean, it really depends. What are you selling? You know, I mean, a funnel is about making your offer irresistible. I mean, positioning it in a way where people are like, dude, yes, that is exactly what I want. In essence, it's the perfect message to the perfect person at the perfect time. Do you know what I mean? That results in a sale. You got to know your customers like the back of your hands. You got to know their pains. You got to know what they're feeling. You know, only then can you serve them, when you know their pains better than they do. Only then can you give them a solution if you have it. If you don't have it, you're in the wrong business or you're targeting the wrong person. So it's honestly, it's frustrating to even talk about, because it's too easy. Honestly, this online thing is just too easy. It's about, what are you awesome at? Who are the people who need you the most? Connect the dots, connect the two. Okay, hey, you really need content. Like, I think you said you're a content specialist or something. Hey, you are in dire need of content. Guess what? I'm the guy to do that. Now you have to prove that. You know, I'll give you an example. And most people suck at this, right? I mean, I recently just put a post out there. I'm like, hey, who can help me? And I need somebody to do lead generation, LinkedIn lead generation for me. And I'm getting all sorts of people messaging me. Oh, hey, I can do that. Oh, hey, check out this video. Oh, hey, check out this Facebook group that I made. Oh, hey, blah, 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 blah. I'm not going with any of them. You kidding me? You want me to go check out some video? You want me to go sign up to some group? You know, you're telling me, pick me. Why? Why should I pick you? You know, nobody knows how to market. They want to market for me, but they don't know how to market themselves. Wait a minute. This is what I would say to someone. Hey, I heard you're looking for a LinkedIn lead generation. On average, I get people about 20 appointments a week. I have a very unique, easy to use automated software that does it. We've been doing it for about 6 months. Matter of fact, the client of ours just made $4,500 last week using it. It's actually really simple. You got a second right now? I can show you. You got a second right now? Jump on a call. I can show you how it works within 2 minutes. Boom. How am I going to say no to that? That's exactly what I want. I haven't said yes to anyone. Literally, I don't know. I just sent a message out. A bunch of people just messaged me. A bunch. Stupid messages. Oh, hey, pick me. Hey, oh, Eon. Come on. What is this, first grade? And it's just annoying. It's just frustrating. People have no idea. Everyone wants to hit the lottery. Everybody thinks they're going to make $1 billion online. They think, oh, all they got to do. Oh, and then you have all these crooked marketers out there. Oh, here's the done-for-you solution. Just click one button and everything magically is going to happen. And then they buy it, you know, and it's a bunch of crap. You know, people need to know it is simple. It is very much simple. You find someone, whatever you're awesome at. You find the people who need that the most. And you deliver it to them in a message that resonates with them. That's the part that people suck at. They can't deliver their message properly. It's all a bunch of pick me, pick me, pick me. And then they wonder, why haven't I made it online? So that's how I feel about that.
And I like the basic, simple flow that you provided, how it's just focusing on what you're awesome at and then finding people, then tailoring your message the right way, so that, as you mentioned, you're talking about results that you've given to past people, saying like why exactly I would want you, instead of just being like a pick me type of communication. And when it comes to funnels, like I know that it's different for each person based on the funnel sequence, the structure of the funnel, but I'm wondering, how do you drive traffic to funnels? I mean, I know that there are some different things for each brand as well, but I'm sure there's a lot of overlap when it comes to driving traffic to funnels.
You know, in order to make seven figures online, you need three things. You need the right mindset, which most people don't have. You need the right funnel, which most people don't have. And then you need a traffic that works, which most people don't have. Traffic's very interesting. Here's the thing. Master one element of traffic. Okay. I like organic traffic, and I think most people don't do that. You can actually hit seven figures organically just by doing, you know, organic traffic. You don't have to do any paid traffic. You also, you know, here's some golden rules about traffic. You can't just stick to one thing. You can't be like, oh, all my business is from Facebook. I get all my business from Facebook ads. Okay, and if Facebook rejects your industry tomorrow, then what? Well, then you're homeless. You got to have at least three fishing poles in the water, all converting. That should be your full-time job, is finding, if you have one traffic source that's converting, which most people don't even have that, but if you have one, you need to, your full-time job is to make it three poles. Okay. That's how you protect yourself from going out of business.
And I like that idea of having multiple streams of traffic to the funnel, because as you mentioned, if Facebook changes the rules or any social network or just any trend happens that rules get changed for that one source, you're not getting any traffic and then your funnel isn't making any money. So I like that idea of having at least three, but obviously like not too many, because then if you branch out, you're just mediocre at all of them. You're not truly mastering anything. So I like that approach. And one of the things that I do want to ask you, I think you were alluding to this earlier, but I'm wondering if you could share with us what you believe holds most people back from having a seven-figure funnel. I know you talked about the mindset being important. Would you say that's the main thing that holds most people back from that seven-figure funnel, or is it something else as well?
Everyone gives up. Everyone gives up. If you're not great at something, that's fine. You know, do what you do best, outsource the rest. If you're an entrepreneur, that means you can figure it out. But the problem is most people give up, you know. That's the number one. I think that's the number one reason people fail.
And I definitely there are a lot of people who sometimes they give up because they're not seeing the results right away. But for something like funnels, if you continue pursuing that, that's eventually going to lead to a big profit if you continue to approach it with the mindset, right mindset, continue driving traffic and do what you can to optimize it. But one of the things that I'm also wondering is, earlier I talked about your story going from homeless to seven figures. I'm wondering if you could share with us one challenge you faced on your journey, not the homeless to seven figures success story, but maybe something that happened in the middle of that or a challenge that happens when you reach seven figures.
I'm sorry. I didn't catch your question. What was the question?
Just one big challenge you faced along your journey. It could be either like when you hit seven figures or just on your way to seven figures.
I have employment challenges. I seem to attract entrepreneurial types, and they usually stick with me for a while, get training from me because just being around me, and then they open up their own business. So I have problems keeping good people. That's a big problem for me. It's probably my biggest problem.
And what is one of the lessons you've learned during that experience?
That's a good question. I'll be honest with you, man. I'm still trying to figure it out. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how to solve that problem. And my social media manager just quit on me today for similar reasons. My right hand man just quit on me, which is probably why I'm sounding a little out of breath today, because these people now, they're starting their own businesses. I don't know how to solve this, but I'm an entrepreneur and I'll figure it out. You know what I mean? And that, I have two choices. I can give up or I can figure it out. And guess what? I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to go start reaching out. I'm going to, I have a coach who's good at these things. I'm going to talk to them about it. Again, do what you do best, outsource the rest. I'm not good at hiring people. My dad was not good at hiring people. I think it's a genetic thing. But you need people to grow. You need people to grow. You can't just sit here and do everything yourself. You can't. You can. It depends what your goals are. I mean, if you want to make a couple hundred thousand, you can. You can do a one-man show. Matter of fact, there are people who are one-man show who do a million. Depends your business model. It really does. Sometimes I think, man, maybe I'm in the wrong business model. Or maybe I need to restructure my business. The one I'm in now, I can't do it myself, that's for sure. There's too much support. We have an inner circle. We have a coaching program. We help people scale to seven figures. I can't do it myself. There's admin. There's too many admin things that I'm not interested in doing. You know what I mean? But I mean, that's the thing, man. We're all going to have issues. We're all going to have problems. And the thing is, just don't give up. There's a lot of resources out there that'll help you. A lot of good people out there that'll help you too if you have a good enough mission, and they'll align with that. So, yeah, man. I mean, you'll run into plenty of issues, but they're good issues to have. I mean, take a look. I mean, we're blessed. I mean, we're all blessed, right? I mean, I'm assuming most people listening here are entrepreneurs. We're very blessed. The 9 to 5 lifestyle, it's challenging. It's challenging. They're not making a lot of money. They're living check to check. Most of them are living in debt. They don't have time and financial freedom. Some are happy. Most are not. We're entrepreneurs. We're blessed. We're always going to have problems, but they're good problems to have. And anyway, by the way, we're all living in the top two. You said I'm a top 2% earner, and I'm actually a top 1% earner. But in reality, we're all top percentile as far as quality of life goes. If we're living in a first world country, how terrible the situations are outside, man. People are dying of starvation. Extraordinary, insane poverty out there. People dying of famine, of disease. They don't have clean water. I mean, forget about it. We are very blessed. You're talking about these little la-la problems. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't matter. Oh, my assistant quit. Boo-hoo. Please, cry me a river. First world problems. Really, we need to start thinking like this. These are all for, I've got a bunch of issues right now. Who cares? First world problems. Guess what? I have a roof over my head. I've got organic food in the fridge. My kids eat organic. My kids go to Montessori. They go to school. They're getting educated. I drive a car. My wife drives a car. We're of health. We can see. We can hear. We can taste. We can walk. We can talk. We're extraordinarily blessed, even if my bank account is empty, and it's not, by the way. But we're extraordinarily blessed. If you take away all our materialistic possessions away from us, we're extraordinarily blessed to be living in a first world country, to be of normal health, to be safe. You know, most of the world is not like that. A lot of the world is not like that. So, you know, these la-la problems about, oh, my Facebook ad isn't working, blah, blah, blah. Please, cry me a river. Go figure it out. Okay, it's not that hard.
And I really like how you, like we do face challenges, but how you put it all into perspective with like, it could be a lot worse and we are very privileged, just like based on where we are right now. So I do find the perspective very powerful, especially if we continue to think about it. And one of the things that I also find powerful is learning as much as possible. That's why I really enjoy doing these interviews. Also, as one of the reasons I enjoy reading so many books. And with books in mind, I'm wondering if you could share with us three great books that you believe will have a positive impact on us.
You know, honestly, not to be cheesy and not to be a salt, I'm not like a self-promoter. I'm not really much of a promoter. I'm a very unusual digital marketer. I don't promote that much. But I will say, at the risk of being extraordinarily cheesy, I will say my own book. And the reason I say that is because I have a book. It's an international best-selling book in 7 countries across 3 major business categories. It's called 7-Figure Funnels, a slap you in the face with a cold fish blueprint on how to build a 7-figure online business in just 7 ethical steps, smiley face. It's currently on Amazon for $47, but you can get a free copy at 7figurebook.com. The reason I say my book is because it's short and there's no fluff. I read a book once. It was 400 pages by someone very famous, someone that you definitely know, someone that everyone listening to the show definitely knows, but I'm not going to say any names. On page 75, I'm reading, in this book, you're going to learn. And I'm like, dude, you got to be kidding me with this. How is this possible? My book is very short. It's a blueprint, no fluff. Boom, 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 boom. Do this, do this, do this, do this. You take action, you're going to succeed. I highly recommend it. I mean, I never would have put my name on it if I didn't think it was really cool. So I recommend that book. And then honestly, it depends, dude. It depends on what you're doing, right? I mean, it depends on your weakness, right? It's like, dude, I want to be a better copywriter. Okay, cool. Then you need to get a top-notch copywriting book. I would recommend anything by Joseph Sugarman, you know? I also recommend reading books that not everyone else is reading. Books about spirituality, books about a good habit, books about parenting. You know, different types of books. You know, listen, if everyone's going one way, you got to go the other way. Anyway, you're talking about three books. It's a bit much, and I'll tell you why. You want to know how I read a book, or how you're supposed to read a book, in my opinion? Read a couple of pages, take notes, put a bookmark in the book, put it away, implement all the notes that you just wrote, and then come back to the book. So you're talking about three books is too much. You need to talk about one book and implementing every single thing you're reading in that book. People want to just read, 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 listen, listen, and they're not doing anything. That's the problem. Let me tell you something. I consume a lot less than everyone else out there. I can promise you that. People who are earning far less than me are consuming way more than me. Okay, think about that for a second. I consume very little, but I implement. I consume very little, but I implement. That's the key.
Akbar, thank you for sharing with us your book recommendation and for sharing your insightful thoughts on knowledge acquisition, where you do have to, there's a point where you have to implement, or else you just keep learning, 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 but never really doing it. Implementing knowledge is the only true power. So thank you for sharing that with us. And for anyone who, and I do recommend following Akbar's approach for books, just write notes and implement what you learn, because that's the only way you get the true value of a book. But if you guys want a book that will help you create, promote, and optimize your content for growth and revenue, you can get my book, Content Marketing Secrets, for free at markgaberti.com/book. And before we wrap up this episode, Akbar, I've asked you several questions throughout our time together, but what do you believe is one question that we need to be asking ourselves more often?
How are we making this world a better place? How are we making this world a better place should be asked on a daily basis. You know, It's interesting. You go to parties and stuff. You're like, hey, man, hey, how you doing? What do you do for a living? Useless. Pretty much pretty useless. Oh, I'm an engineer. Oh, I'm a, I don't know, whatever people are. Who cares? How are you making the world a better place? What are you doing to make this world a better place? That is the question we all need to be asking each other.
Akbar, thank you for sharing with us that great question, all of your great insights throughout our time together. If you guys want to learn more about Akbar, see what he's doing, we're actually going to include a link in the show notes, markguberti.com/E210, because he has a webinar, a masterclass actually, which helps businesses scale to seven figures by ethically injecting principles of persuasion into their funnels. So you'll be able to see how he's helped seven funnels hit seven figures, a more in-depth analysis within that free masterclass. That will be in the show notes, but you can go to Akbar Sheikh, so Akbar, AKBARSHEIKH.com, and click on the big watch the free masterclass button. You'll be able to go into it and watch all the content and learn, but also implement what is in that class. So that again will be in the show notes. Akbar, I can't thank you enough for sharing all of your great insights with us. It was such a pleasure to have you on Breakthrough Success.
It's my honor and my privilege. And I recommend that everyone just be in the mindset of giving and you'll get back and don't give up. I gave up for 10 years and that's why I failed. And it's when I decided not to give up is when we started to see success, when we started serving others first. I wish all of you nothing but the best and inner peace and happiness to you and your families.
How does over 100 retweets per day sound to you? My free ebook, 27 Ways to Get More Retweets on Twitter, has you covered. I use the methods within this ebook to get over 10,000 retweets every single quarter. To learn